This is Akashwani. The news read by Tanvi Khurana. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman presented the Union Budget 2026-27, giving a strong push to manufacturing, infrastructure and job creation while proposing a simpler tax and customs regime. In her ninth consecutive budget in Parliament, Ms. Sitharaman laid out a multi-pronged strategy to sustain growth amid global uncertainty, including expanding domestic electronics and semiconductor capabilities, de-risking infrastructure projects, skilling India's youth for emerging technologies, and easing compliance for taxpayers and importers.
I propose to launch Bharat Vistar, that is virtually integrated system to access agricultural resources, a multilingual AI tool that shall integrate the AgriStack portals and the ICAR package on agricultural practices with AI systems. This will enhance farm productivity, enable better decisions for farmers, and reduce risk by providing customized advisory support.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the Union Budget is human-centric and strengthens India's foundation with path-breaking reforms. Prime Minister also described it as historic and a catalyst for accelerating the country's reform trajectory and long-term growth. Calling the government's reform agenda a reform express, Prime Minister said the reform express that India is riding today will gain new energy and new momentum from this budget. Prime Minister further said this is a unique budget that focuses on reducing the fiscal deficit and controlling inflation while also emphasizing high capex and high growth.
एक ऐसा यूनिक बजट है जिसमें फिस्कल डेफिसिट कम करने, इन्फ्लेशन कंट्रोल करने पर फोकस है और इसके साथ ही बजट में हाई कैपेक्स और हाई ग्रोथ का भी समन्वय है.
Earlier, while addressing the gathering at the DERA, the Prime Minister said that the Union Budget will not only bring new strength to rural areas and increase the income of farmers, but it will also give a strong boost to Atmanirbhar Bharat and Make in India.
Ye budget gareeb, annadata, yuva shakti aur nari shakti ko aur sasakt karne wala budget hai. Ye budget गांव को मजबूत करने का बजट है. ये किसान की आय बढ़ाने वाला बजट है. ये आत्मनिर्भर भारत को, मेक इन इंडिया को बढ़ावा देने वाला बजट है.
To support labor-intensive industries, a five-part integrated program for the textile sector was proposed in the Union Budget, including the National Fibre Scheme and Samarth 2.0 for modernizing skills. The Mahatma Gandhi Gram Swaraj initiative will specifically strengthen khadi and handloom. For MSMEs, the budget introduces a 10,000 crore rupees SME growth fund to help small businesses grow into champions. Surat-based textile industrialist and national chairman of the Confederation of All India Traders, CAIT, Champalal Bothra has hailed the announcements made for the textile sector in the budget. The budget session of the Bihar Legislative Assembly and the Legislative Council will begin today with the governor's address. The session will continue till 27th of February. In Jammu and Kashmir, the budget session of the Legislative Assembly will begin today with Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha's address to the House. The Indian equity markets traded higher today, recovering some of the losses made on Budget Day, despite negative global cues. Sensex added 373 points to reach 81,096 and Nifty gained 87 points to settle at 24,913 in the early trade today. All sectoral indices were trading in the red except metal, realty as well as oil and gas. Nifty consumer durables and IT were major losers, down 1% and 0.61%. And that is the end of this news bulletin.